With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to ending the war, the ball is now in Iran's court. Tehran says it's reviewing an American proposal. President Trump says Iran has already agreed to abandon its quest for nuclear weapons, and he's threatening a resumption of bombings if a deal is not agreed to.
Now we have to get what we have to get. If we don't do that, we'll have to go a big step further. But with that being said, they want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military continues enforcing the blockade on Iranian ports. Forecasters warn of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast in the coming few days. There is a lot of property damage after strong storms, including possible tornadoes, roared across parts of the region. Dutch authorities say about 40 passengers on the cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak previously disembarked on the island of St. Helena after the first passenger died.
The dozens of passengers, including the wife of a Dutchman who died, left the cruise ship during a stop at the British territory. The cruise company that operates the ship previously said the Dutch woman had got off the ship with her husband's body at St. Helena. She then flew to South Africa on a commercial plane. However, the company has not acknowledged that anyone else got off the boat. Dutch authorities have not confirmed where the passengers who disembarked are now. Authorities in South Africa and Europe are trying to trace contacts of any passengers who actually got off the ship. Three passengers have died in the outbreak on board, and several others are sick. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Rubio is at the Vatican now for an audience with Pope Leo XIV. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 22 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 10 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans support school choice.
According to a wide-ranging new study by the Beckett Fund, a Christian legal group, 77% of adults have no problem with moms and dads getting state vouchers to send their kids to private schools and using that money to enroll them in religious institutions. 23% oppose the practice. What's doubly important is the fact that the nation's courts see things the same way, ruling again and again in favor of using vouchers on religious schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Jewish pilgrimage to a 26th-century-old synagogue in Tunisia drew a modest but notable return of international visitors this year. They worshiped together under tight security after a deadly 2023 attack disrupted the festival. This week, roughly 500 visitors came to the shrine from France, China, Ivory Coast, and Italy, including France's ambassador to Tunisia. This is SRN News. DoorDash expects to spend more than $50 million to help ease the gas pains being felt by its delivery drivers.
The San Francisco-based company said in March that it would offer extra compensation to U.S. and Canadian drivers as part of a temporary program to offset a sharp increase in gas prices due to the Iran war. DoorDash said demand for deliveries remained strong in the January to March period despite higher gas prices. Total orders rose 27% to 933 million, but that fell short of Wall Street's forecast. First quarter revenues also fell short of expectations. Keith Peters, Washington.
Budget airline AirAsia is ordering 150 Airbus A220-300 jets valued at roughly $19 billion at list prices. This is the largest single order ever placed for the A220 planes. More details, SRNNews.com.